and savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Coming up on the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM, we preview Iowa and Michigan State coming up tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll talk some high school and college wrestling with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and a whole lot more. It is the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. It is the aftermath of the winter storm we got yesterday. Anywhere between 2 and 6 inches of snow, depending on where your locale is. Good afternoon, Gym Class coming your way for a Tuesday, February the 6th here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM. That is North Gym at Cedar Rapids and in Iowa City and surrounding areas. It is 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, again here today, and a great show for you coming up. We'll talk to KJ Pilcher. Right now, he is in Iowa City at the news conference for Tom Brands and the Iowa wrestling team as they get ready to take on number one Penn State and the Big Ten dual champions coming up on Saturday. And that should be very, very interesting, that meet out at State College, which will take place at the Bryce Jordan Center. So we'll talk about talk with KJ about that. And high school districts coming up this weekend, look back at the sectionals as well. So a lot to discuss as far as the wrestling front is concerned here today. And Mark, good afternoon. And it's a horrible feeling is when you take care of your driveway, you take care of everything you need to take care of, and then you go back home, and what happens? Plow goes through, seals it all in.
Oh, of course.
And I know they're doing their job. They do a great job, but it's like, really?
It's not quite as bad as Todd Bromelkamp's night, though. We're not going to spoil that for Todd.
We're not going to spoil it.
But that may be a tease. Between 4 and 7.
Please listen. We encourage you to do so. We do every day. But hopefully everybody got through the snow event that happened last night. Coming up tonight, Iowa and Michigan State. That will be down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And we also got high school basketball coming your way tonight here on KGYM. 1600 AM, we'll have the story of Cedar Rapids Jefferson takes on Cedar Rapids Prairie. And then it'll be Iowa City High hosting Cedar Rapids, Washington, and boys basketball. That'll be on our FM signals tonight, both 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way tonight. So a lot of hoops in the offing this evening.
Yeah, not so far away in Muscatine. There could be an all-time leading scorer in Class 4A boys basketball. Joe Wieskamp, the Iowa basketball recruit, 6'6 player, needs 30 points to tie former Mason City and Iowa standout Jeff Horner. Wieskamp averaging about 35. Muscatine plays winless Burlington tonight. So, I mean, he's passed some of the great players in Iowa history, and many of whom you covered, Scott, Marcus Page, Hoiberg, Harrison Barnes, Matt Gatens, Dean Oliver.
Oh, boy. And the list goes on and on.
Now, the all-time leading scorer.
Ricky Davis, although he didn't put up quite as many points.
The all-time leading scorer is Brooks McCowan from Wapsie Valley, brother of head coach John McCowan at Kennedy.
Coached at Upper Iowa.
And he is not within reach of Wieskamp.
No.
So.
And it's going to take a pretty Herculean effort for somebody to get Brooks, but you never say never. Right? Somebody's out there either a youngster or somebody that hasn't even come around yet that is going to probably break that mark, but you never know. And, Joe Wieskamp, best of luck to him coming up tonight as they take on Burlington. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
Unless he gets – we hope he doesn't get hurt, but he will get it at some point out there. If not tonight, then probably the next game out there, unless he has another 54 in him. 54 out of 64 or whatever it was for Muscatine the other day. Iowa, Michigan State, good place to start tonight as the Spartans and the Hawkeyes will go at it at Carver Hawkeye Arena. listen, no one is expecting this to be much of a game tonight. Am I right about that?
I would say you're correct.
Yeah. Las Vegas doesn't think it's going to be much of a game. It's anywhere between, well, I see it, it's 10 right now. It's been at 11. I've seen it as high as 11.5. I don't think I've seen it in single digits, though, as far as the spread in this one tonight. The over-under, 154.5, by the way, if you're into that sort of a thing. But you've got a Michigan State team that had a little bit of a hiccup. Obviously, they have what's going off court going on with the Spartans at this time. But, you know, when your hiccup or your speed bump in the road is just, you know, losing, what, 2 out of 3 or something like that in the midpoint of the Big Ten season or just ahead of the midpoint of the season, I think you're doing pretty good.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. They are 22-3 right now, and the Spartans look to have this one in hand, but you never know because Michigan State has not fared well in Iowa City in the past several years.
But the health of Jordan Bohannon is big, is it not?
Oh, definitely.
He's questionable for tonight, if not out.
Is he going to pull Willis Reed tonight?
I don't know. He took a setback yesterday, according to Coach Fran McCaffrey, and without, I mean, it's going to be difficult enough the way it is. And Michigan State, you know, is as young as Iowa, but they just have a whole different caliber of player.
Well, they've got, five stars. And yeah, you can get stuck in a rabbit hole with all the stars and whatever the case may be, but these guys are legit. And you talk about Miles Bridges, and you talk about Jaren Jackson, people like that. Jaren Jackson's averaging 11.4, but he's coming on as of late. You know, and you got Tum Tum Narum, who doesn't care if he scores. He averages about 2 points a game, but gets in there and just does his thing as far as distributing the basketball is concerned, and things like that. And 8 o'clock tonight is a tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Poll question today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with the game. What's tonight's best bet at Carver Hawkeye Arena? Would it be Iowa plus 10, Michigan State minus 10, or over under 154.5 points? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
What do you think? What would you go with?
Michigan State minus 10.
Yeah.
There's no indication whatsoever that Iowa can hang with this team. Is there? The way they play defense?
Unless
I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a good game.
They got to shoot a very high percentage. I mean, an unbelievably high percentage, I think, to have a chance. To have a chance to come out and even stay in this game against Michigan State tonight. This is a terrific Michigan State team. Granted, they have everything that's going off court right now behind the program, behind Tom Izzo more than the program, although the program's involved as well. But it's still a very good basketball team. Second in the Big Ten right now, only to the Purdue Boilermakers, who are doing school record things. In West Lafayette.
Purdue and Ohio State coming up tomorrow, right?
Believe so.
How about that?
That's going to be a fun one. I still take Purdue, though. I think I still take Purdue in that one. Last night, the Big 12. Where was this West Virginia team? Holy smoke. That did not look like a team that's lost 5 of their last 6. And they went into Norman last night and led basically wire to wire in that game against Trae Young and the Oklahoma Sooners. I thought Trae Young, not only last night, but in the last handful of games, is starting to try to do things a little bit too much on his own. He didn't have an assist in that game till I think about 4 minutes remaining in the game. And that's just not his game. He's a distributor. He's a scorer. When he starts putting up 30, 35 shots a game, I think that's a little bit too much, especially in Lon Kruger's system that he runs at Oklahoma. So I think that was a little bit of a setback for Oklahoma last night, obviously. But West Virginia needed that one. And another biggie in the Big 12 coming up tonight, as it will be, and I still, in looking at Jewel Lenardi's bracketology, looking at Jerry Palm's bracketology, everybody's got a bracketology at this point. And I love this team going into the season. And that was TCU. Granted, they've lost one of their top players, maybe for the season. But this TCU team right now, going up against Kansas tonight in Lawrence at 8 o'clock at 16-7 with seven conference losses at this point. When do you say, and we've talked about this as we get closer and closer to March, but what is the line for, okay, in conference play, don't you have to be within a couple games of 500 to at least be talked about, no matter how your non-conference was, to make the NCAA tournament?
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
And if TCU loses again tonight, I mean, that would be 3-8 or something like that in the Big 12. And that's not getting it done at this point. So huge game tonight for TCU. Just a huge, huge game for the Horned Frogs and for Kansas as well, because their lead has kind of shrunk as far as the Big 12 conference is concerned. 319-366-1600. Oh, by the way, TCU 4-6. I'm sorry, 4-6. So they would be 4-7 if they dropped a game.
RPI of 30, which is pretty good.
Still good. Do you think NCAA tournament teams should be 500 in their league?
I think they should finish in the upper half or close to it.
If not 500, then in the upper half. Yeah, I can see that. Big game for Nebraska tonight, too, as they're on the road at Minneapolis to take on Minnesota. The Huskers have moved up to most bracketologies to the first four out from the next four out.
It's tied for fourth in the league.
A lot of people only have four in the Big Ten still at this point. And I think Big Ten's going to get five. I really think the Big Ten's going to get five when all the smoke clears. What do you think? 319-366-1600.
It's either going to be Nebraska or Penn State at this point, right? Unless Indiana makes a surge.
Indiana's only 500,
you know.
True.
Purdue, Ohio State, and the two Michigans right now, right?
Right.
Nebraska's RPI is a lot better than Penn State's.
And very true.
And are two games ahead of the Nittany Lions in the Big Ten. So Penn State's got some work to do, but it's still a capable team.
I like that Nebraska team. I like the Penn State team. You like the Penn State team.
I do.
You like them. 15 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, the Iowa football team picked up a big recruit last night on the eve, or I guess the two days prior to National Signing Day Part 2. Jaden McDonald, the 6'2", 200-pound linebacker from Suwanee, Georgia, North Gwinnett High School. Three-star prospect, but he was a guy that was coveted by a lot of programs. Ole Miss, Kansas State, Purdue, among others. Had, at one point, gave a commitment to Rutgers, but reopened and caught a lot of people's eye. But this was the guy for this recruiting class that Iowa said was their top target, and they got him last night. So that's a big get for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. You remember the last Georgia player Iowa got?
Oh, boy.
I mean, there haven't been many from the state of Georgia. I'd have to go look. But there have not been many.
Nothing comes to mind immediately.
No, me neither. But that's what our listeners are for. 319-366-1600. We'd have to look it up. But if you know right off the top of your head, we'd love to know. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Iowa has four linebackers coming in. They are still big after Jack Campbell, who is only a junior this year. He'll be a senior next year, part of that group. But he is the big plum next year that Iowa is going after. Iowa State's going after in a big way, as well as most of the Big Tens and the Big 12 teams.
Out of Cedar Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 6'4", 225-pounder. Kind of a Pat Anger type, except bigger. Which is kind
That's
of scary.
Pretty good.
Scary to think about at this point. But he's got a lot of suitors after him up at Cedar Falls. Also plays on the Tiger basketball team as well. So that's why all the coaches are flocking around this winter to basketball courts, is to see Jack Campbell. But Iowa got their linebacker that they were looking for last night. 18 past 3, we're going to talk to K.J. Pilcher coming up in just a little bit. In fact, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we will come back. And while it's fresh in our minds, Super Bowl odds for next year. Next year's Super Bowl, believe it or not. And we'll talk about that and let you know how your favorite team, how their odds shake down for next year. It is coming up next. You're listening to the Jim Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. We'll be back with more coming up.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
For Valentine's Day, I got my husband a 23andMe kit so he could discover more about himself through his DNA. He received over 75 detailed online reports about his health and ancestry, and he's fallen in love with himself in a whole new way, a genetic kind of way.
I am a Viking warrior.
Yeah. Guess who discovered that his DNA is 18% Scandinavian?
This Valentine's Day, get 20% off your home DNA kit when you order today at 23andMe.com. Offer ends February 14th.
Back with you here in the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM at 21 minutes past the hour of 3. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. High school basketball coming up tonight for you. 7:30, pair of boys basketball games in the MVC on 1600 AM. It'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Cedar Rapids Prairie. And then on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be Cedar Rapids Washington down at Iowa City High to take on the Little Hawks coming up this evening. Iowa basketball coming up tonight as well, as the Iowa Hawkeyes will take on the Michigan State Spartans down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Of course, we're, 48 hours in the past from the Super Bowl, and we're already thinking ahead of Super Bowl 53.
Never soon enough, is it?
No, because there was a promo, a tease last night in CBS programming, your home of Super Bowl 53. And I said, what? They gave the date, and that's way too early. Way, way too early to think about that. But not too early to think about the odds and how your team is looking for next year. As far as Super Bowl 53 is concerned, I don't even know where Super Bowl 53 is. Do you?
No.
I would have to look it up. It doesn't matter. Our teams probably won't be in it.
Not judging by these odds, no.
I've got a better shot than you have, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. No one knew that the Eagles were going to go from last to first, though, either. So.
Well, this is all kind of silly, isn't it? I mean, we don't know who the quarterback in Philadelphia is going to be. Will Foles go somewhere else?
Yes,
who's
or gonna no.
Who's going to quarterback the Vikings? Vikings are at 12-1. Just a lot of unknowns. We don't have the draft yet. We don't have free agency even begun. So, but New England is your favorite right now at 5-1. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Each 7-1 to win the Super Bowl. Minnesota and the Green Bay Packers, 12-1. New Orleans Saints 16-1, Atlanta 18-1, Dallas, Jacksonville, Houston, and Oakland all 20-1. Teams of Midwest interest: Kansas City at 25-1, Denver 30-1.
A lot of fans in the Broncos.
The Colts with new coach Josh McDonald 40-1. Detroit new coach Matt Patricia 60-1. And your Chicago Bears bringing up the rear with Cleveland and the New York Jets at 100-1.
100-1. What is your value bet before we get to Mike and Anamosa here?
The Bears.
You'd put, well, yeah, okay, no. Take out the Bears.
I wouldn't waste any money on the Bears next year. I might say the Rams.
That's not bad.
Quality team, good defense. Love Todd Gurley. Jared Goff's serviceable. 25-1. Not bad odds.
Schedule's going to be a lot tougher, though, next year. By the way, Josh McDaniels, your new coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
As expected, Georgia quarterback Jacob Eason has announced that he is transferring to the University of Washington. That wasn't a real big shock after the freshman jumped in to lead Georgia to the national championship game.
Counting our listeners on the text line, Super Bowl 53, Atlanta.
Ah, very good. Very good. And count on our listeners to help us out because Mike and Anamosa patiently waiting here while we talk about the long odds of our favorite NFL teams here at 325. Mike, you know we're the last Hawkeye from Georgia. Who it was?
Yeah, it was Tom Dontinelli. He was from Atlanta, Georgia. He was a senior in 2011.
Okay. So it's been since 6-7 recruiting.
Seven years.
Well, I mean, 10 years, 11 years since the recruiting period took place.
And also I want to tell you that I like your wrestling guys that you have on talking about wrestling. I'm a big high school and a college wrestling fan, so.
Oh, appreciate it.
Next week I will be making my 50th straight state high school wrestling tournament. I started going when I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
We'll pass that along to KJ.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. So there you go.
Mike's true. Correct about that. Trey Kramer, actually, in last year's recruiting class for Iowa from Cartersville, Georgia.
Okay.
Cornerback.
So we got a couple of Georgians right there on the Iowa football team. You don't get many from Georgia very often in this neck of the woods. Iowa State's had a few, I know. But Iowa, like Mike said, last one prior to last year's recruit came and graduated in 2011, and he did not see the field a whole lot at that point. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some wrestling. We'll do that with KJ Pilcher, the Gazette, coming up here in just a couple of minutes as Tom Brands' news conference down in Iowa City is starting to dismiss, and we will talk with him coming up.
David in Hudson on the text line, why is Green Bay 12-1? All they have is Rodgers.
No, that's a good start. Didn't have him this year, and look what happened to the Packers. My value pick is the Houston Texans. Yours is the Rams, mine is the Texans.
It's been Houston. Popular pick for, what, the last two or three years?
Deshaun Watson, if he comes back healthy, they scare me. Thing about the Rams is the Rams are going to play that first-place schedule now and see how that there's a big difference when you have to play the other division champions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the Vikings. They're going to get the Eagles. They're going to get the Saints. So not to mention their own division. And so that'll be tough. 27 past the hour of 3 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming up for you on KGYM. Mentioned later in the week, we're going to talk tomorrow, of course, with Mark Ironside. Get ready for Iowa Penn State. Thursday, looking forward to this. Joey Gase is going to join us, Cedar Rapids NASCAR driver, who, of course, is going to be full-time again on the Nationwide Series. And he's going to be headed to Daytona coming up in the near future. Still hoping for the best for Landon Castle, our other Cedar Rapids native on the NASCAR scene. As far as we know, still looking for a ride for Daytona.
Yeah, time's growing short there.
At this point, because the 500 is coming up a week from Sunday, believe it or not. Is that right? Week from Sunday. The 18th.
Oh, is that Speed? Yeah, Speed Week is next week. Is that right?
Yeah. There might be a race Saturday night. It might be the old Busch Shootout. I don't know what they're calling it these days. There might be a race coming up this weekend. That's crazy. That's a very short off season for NASCAR.
Joe at 3560 on the text line believes the Saints are a value next year. How about that?
He and Cage and Troy believing that. Can the Saints do it again, though, after what they did this year? We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher of the Gazette. That'll be coming up next for you right here on KGYM as we get closer and closer to talking some wrestling, high school wrestling, and some college wrestling. Also, on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and they're going to have your opportunity to pick up a $50 gift card to Hertina Stocker Jewelers, our good friends down at the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Listen all week to have your shot at a $50 gift card. That'd be great for the upcoming Valentine's Day holiday. Find diamonds, bracelets, watches, sterling silver, jewelry, and even Hawkeye treasures down at Hertina Stocker. They've been Iowa City's most trusted jewelers for over 70 years, and they will have that opportunity for you to win.
Coming Do the boys up, have an announcement today as well?
Do they have an announcement?
I heard.
Oh, they
yeah.
may?
Yeah.
They may.
Another reason to listen.
There's plenty,
from 4 to 7.
Plenty of reasons to tune in. Not only for, Todd's little, we're not going to spoil what Todd's snowstorm experience. Can we call it a snowstorm or was that a snow event?
It's an event.
Second time I got the...
We've been through snowstorms, Scott. Come on.
Yes, we have been.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we have been. Second time I got the snowblower out this year.
Mine's not working thanks to my neighbor.
He helped you out.
A little $20 bill will go a long ways, you know.
Bring him over for dinner or something like that. All right, we'll take a break, come back. 3:30 here in the program. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher, fresh off the Tom Brands News Conference. We'll talk a little bit about Iowa wrestling, but a lot about high school wrestling as the districts are coming up to set the stage for the 2018 State Wrestling Championships going on at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines next week. Also tonight, regional duels in 1A and 2A. Going around the state of Iowa. So a lot of wrestling to talk about. We'll do it when we come back here on KGYM.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn $20 every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. One more way to get more done. This tax season, save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or Conventional and an STP oil filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $3 more. Stop in and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
This is what Las Vegas sounds like most of the time. But on March 4th, thanks to Pennzoil, the City of Lights is going to sound a lot more like this. Get ready for March 4th in Las Vegas as the world's best drivers compete for the ultimate jackpot in the Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics to get complete protection for top engine performance and go all in on race day. Visit Pennzoil.com/Pennzoil400 to learn more.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Back with you at 3:33 here on the Gym Class KGYM, trying to hook up with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and hopefully we'll get that accomplished here coming up as he is now done with the Tom Brands news conference that took place earlier on today, as Iowa will get ready to head out to State College to take on the Nittany Lions of Penn State, already dubbed the Big Ten Dual Wrestling Champions of the Year. They had their T-shirts and hats after their win over Ohio State on Saturday, and hey, why not? And the young man that ended up with the big upset, he was named the Big Ten Wrestler of the Week this week, and a well-deserved honor right there for that young man.
Off number one, Colin Moore at 197 pounds to pave the way to that victory for Penn State.
Yeah, so hoping to get in touch with KJ, having a little bit of a little phone issue going on right now, I think on their end, but not on our end. But we'll get KJ on. He'll find another phone. He'll help us out.
80-92 on the text line. ESPN drives me crazy. They have the Packers winning the North again, even though the Vikings have won 3 out of the last 4 times. It's just Aaron Rodgers and nobody else. These rankings are the odds that we spoke of. The source was CBS Sports, but perhaps ESPN is saying much the same.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a guy like LeBron James. He is going to get a lot of ink, and deservedly so. I think the Vikings are still your favorite going into next year. Don't you agree? I mean, you're an NFC North guy.
I would put my money in the Vikings right now, but I would never discount the Packers with Aaron Rodgers.
Never. You never want to do that. All right. We got KJ ready to go. KJ Pilcher set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com, or we encourage you to give him a follow as well on Twitter. He's got a lot of good stuff right there. And, KJ joining us from Iowa City. Did Tom Brands have a lot of good stuff today?
No. You know, it was kind of the same old. You know, they've got a big test in front of them, and they've got to come out and wrestle hard and wrestle later capable, you know, that kind of stuff with Penn State. Pretty daunting task, kind of sitting in front of them heading to Happy Valley on Saturday, and especially the way the Lions are coming off, you know, win over number two Ohio State, storming back even though they're short. National champion and Jason Nolf getting hurt. You know, I think maybe they kind of downplayed it a little bit, but you can just tell. Yeah, you know, a few of these guys are from Pennsylvania, like Spencer Lee and Michael Kemmerer and Caleb Young, and part of a young guns group that trained together under Jody Strittmatter, and some of those guys are on Penn State's team. So it's not your ordinary duel, but you know, you kind of got the same. Kind of the same message as you do every week. Got to go out and wrestle hard and that kind of thing.
That Penn State-Ohio State duel really lived up to its billing, I thought, KJ. I want to ask you, is it fair to ask which of those two teams is a better tournament team?
Oh, sure. I think it's fair to ask. And I think you really have two different dynamics when it comes to team makeups, because when you look at Ohio State, you pretty much have a ranked wrestler at each weight. You have All-American candidates. Only one time has there ever been a team that had 10 All-Americans, and that was the Minnesota team right around the turn of the century. So, you know, that tells you how tough it is to have that much balance, and that's what Ohio State has. You know, and they also have a couple of big guns, especially with Kyle Snyder at heavyweight, Nathan Tomasello at 125, another national champ in Miles Martin at 184. But with Penn State, you have guys that, you know, you've got some holes in the lineup with 25 and 33. Not sure what you're going to get at 41 with Nick Lee, but you have big point scorers and dominant wrestlers, and Zane Rutherford, Jason Nolf when he's healthy. We'll see how that changes given his current knee injury. You know, Bo Nickel, you know, Vincenzo Joseph at 165, Mark Hall at 74. You know, these are you know, big point scores, and it's kind of a different makeup. But I guess if I have to point a finger right now, you know, I'd say that Penn State's ability to score points from those big individuals and get bonus points might be the difference when it comes down to the tournament setting between those two teams, even though it's hard to go against Ohio State's balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you never know how it's all going to play out as far as bracketing is concerned. And
and you know, a lot of it, too, is going to depend on, you know, these other teams that may not be actually in the team race that could steal points, you know, like Zahid Valencia at 174. You know, is he going to be able to win it? You know, Isaiah Martinez at 65. Guys like that kind of come up and perform well. You know, and if they can step up and maybe take some points from one of those two teams, you know, that'll factor in too when it comes down to it in the end.
You think it's Happel or Turk?
You know, I asked that question today, and it seems like it's still up in the air. You know, by this time of the year, you know, you'd like to have an answer. And I know covering this team for the last eight or nine seasons, Tom does not like having to make a decision. He wants wrestlers to be able to make the decision for him. In other words, he wants somebody to separate themselves and put themselves at front of the line. I think Paul Glenn's done that at 133. And I think for the most part, Gunther's done it at 74. But at 141, these two are still neck and neck. And it sounds like they're going to go with the best matchup this weekend against Penn State. And they're going to do the same thing against Iowa State the following weekend. So I don't know if anybody's really emerged, but, you know, the two of them, they've really improved from the beginning of the season where, you know, it was an obvious hole. In the last three matches, you know, they've won the last three matches. Two of them have been against ranked opponents. Each of them have a win against the ranked guys during that stretch. So I think each of them brings something to the table. Just kind of eyeballing it a little bit. If he gets his routine down and he has, you know, in other words, if he makes weight the right way, if he has his nutrition set, all those extraneous things that go into it, Carter Happel is a performer when the lights are on. As long as he has that energy, he didn't show it against Ohio State and Joey McKenna. That was a pretty disappointing performance. But if he's got everything in tune, he can be pretty impressive. And I think we saw that at Midlands a little bit. We've seen it, you know, against Tommy Thorne, even without Thorne kind of giving up with 2 seconds to go and him getting a pin. Happel still had beat him before that. So I think Carter Happel, if he takes care of business, certainly could be the guy at 141.
Yeah, didn't hurt his stock any this past weekend as well.
No, not at all.
In Iowa City. Let's talk high school wrestling. KJ Pilcher joining us. His parents brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And a lot of guys saw their wrestling careers come to an end. That's always a sad part of sectionals. Got to advance to the districts anyway. And I guess the first thing we always ask this, were there any big upsets along the way in the sectionals anywhere?
You know, from the area here, I didn't really notice any. I was at the Anamosa sectional, and mostly a lot of the talent had been kind of spread out. From the areas that I covered, didn't really see any big ones yet. I mean, there's some a lot of big matchups that are coming up this weekend, districts where you're going to see some ranked guys not make it. But as far as sectionals go, the ones that I've seen, most of the guys that you thought would get through have.
Yep. And well, let's start off in 3A at Prairie. It's going to be several Metro teams, Jefferson, Washington, and Kennedy. Prairie, of course, will be there. Marion is going to be there as well. Waverly Shell Rock is coming down, Perennial Power. And then you've got a couple of Central Iowa teams and Marshalltown and Mason City coming over there. But I got to think that you know, Prairie and Kennedy got to be feeling fairly good at this point.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned 20. There's 24 ranked wrestlers in this district, and kind of I know these rankings are going to change Thursday. I think the predicament will come out with their final 3A rankings on Thursday, if I remember correctly, and so some of these will change. But just going through the rankings right now, there are more ranked wrestlers in this district than any other 3A district in the entire state. There's one in Central Iowa, I believe Waukee is hosting, that has 22, but there's still more here, and there's also three weight classes where there are three ranked wrestlers at each. So you know, that's more than no other district has more than one weight class with at least three wrestlers in it. But yeah, you know, Kennedy's finally fully healthy. Talked to Dennis Hienick today, and you know, they've had injuries and illness and some other things that have kind of popped up during the season. They're missing up to 9 starters, you know, the week of the MVCs and some of the duels there at the end of the regular season, you know, because of that. But this is the first time, you know, the regional duel is on Wednesday, where they go to North Scott, that they're going to have their full and best lineup in. So you really got to like that. And Prairie's kind of in the same ballgame, not necessarily not having their best lineup, but I think they're wrestling their best right now compared to where they have any point of the season so far. So both of these two teams are looking to peak right now and certainly have that opportunity to do well Saturday. And, you know, and Waverly Shellrock, you mentioned their perennial power, probably not as strong as they have been in years past, but, you know, they're going to be a player in a lot of those weights where there are multiple ranked wrestlers. And it's going to be interesting to see those three teams really kind of battle it out. Just kind of looking at it, you know, 126 has three ranked wrestlers with Evan Yon of Waverly Shellrock, Colby Shriver of Mason City, and Cam Shaver of Kennedy. Then at 32, you've got Will Foreman, who's ranked fourth from Washington. Dylan Falk of Kennedy is eighth. And then Ian Heiss of Waverly Shellrock is 10th. And then 182, you've got guys that are pretty much even when you look at rankings with Derek Horrock of Prairie, Kate Parker of Kennedy, and Brady Bartz of Marion, who, you know, you talked about the improvements teams have made. Marion's got two ranked wrestlers and a third that's been in the rankings. So Jason Hague's really making some strides there. But those guys at 82 are ranked 17th and 9th, and they're going to be fighting for two state tournament berths. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out. But, you know, some really tight battles. And, you know, it's really interesting just kind of looking at, you know, somebody good having to stay home. And you've got that in those three weight classes. But if you look at heavyweight at the Dubuque Senior District, you know, where Xavier and is heading to, you got four ranked wrestlers in the top 9 that are in that weight class. So you've got somebody that's projected to be on the podium. Two of them are going to be staying home just because of the berths and the way the assignments kind of fell. But, you know, I think it certainly could be a good day for Kennedy and Prairie. I know talking to a friend, David Dorsey, who really thinks Kennedy is really, really primed for a good push here.
2A, you've got a district in Independence and West Delaware. Did a nice job in the sectionals getting 11 through. Imagine West Delaware would be one of the favorites along with, what, Union and Crestwood?
I think probably West Delaware and Crestwood. I think those two teams are two of the top ones coming out of there. You know, you look at what West Delaware has been able to do this year, and they've kind of had a dip a little bit. You know, they've had some really good classes, and then they kind of dropped down a little bit of a just kind of a natural cycle, I guess you could say. And they've really been high on this freshman class, and I think they've kind of performed ahead of the curve and kind of exceeded expectations that are on them so far. I mean, you look, they've really ascended the rankings. They're in the trophy hunt. See what they were able to do at the the WOMAC tournament. You've got guys like Mitch Mangold and Goble, Harrison Goble, that kind of lead the way and have been good leaders for these young guys. And then you got talented young guys, you know, like Cale Meyer and Phillips in the lower weights that really have really come along strong and could see the podium next weekend. So out of that district, I think West Delaware and Crestwood are probably the top teams.
West Liberty had a very good sectional with their strong team for the Comets, and they head down to Fairfield. They go down to Southeast Iowa. I know Assumption's got their wrestlers down there. Some of the other teams, Washington, Iowa's down there, but West Liberty's got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing you talk about how West Delaware maybe was ahead of a curve. West Liberty, you knew what you were going to get out of guys like Bryce Esmoyle, defending state champ at 195, Joe Kelly at 152, who's a three-time medalist and an Iowa commit, Will Esmoyle, who jumped up from 106 to 132, and, you know, should have a rematch with Matt Roberson, defending state champ for Assumption. These two have split regular season matches, and, you know, they're going to collide likely here at the district meet, and they're kind of the rubber match, I guess you could say. But you knew what you're going to get out of those three, the Esmoyles and Kelly. But, you know, you've gotten other wrestlers that have really stepped up and provided you know, more balance. This is more than just the, you know, three guys kind of leading the way. They've got, you know, Royce and Lopez, their heavyweight, who helped tie Lisbon for the Mount Vernon title earlier this year. You know, you've got guys like that that have really stepped up and given them more scores and really improved from top to bottom. Jeff Wheely's done an excellent job down there, and they've really grown. And, you know, kind of looking, well, you know, they might do okay until they get to state, and then they'll do well because they've got those guys who are going to finish really high. All three of them, Bryce, Will Esmoyle, and Kelly, were top three finishers last year. And, you know, they've just gotten better and gotten more people to really kind of pick up their level and become a real balanced team. And it's going to be interesting to see them wrestling the regional duels tonight against Solon. Well, possibly Solon. They both should win, but they're ranked seventh and Solon's eighth. And if they make it to that regional duel final, we'll see those two go at it for state duels berths. And that just shows you, you know, West Liberty has really grown to have that balance to be in the thick of things duel-wise as well as tournament-wise.
Class 1A appears between tonight and Saturday. Lisbon and Wilton are going to see a lot of each other.
Yeah, right. You know, between the regional duel tonight, both of them are competing at Lisbon. That's where I'll be this evening as well. But, you know, Lisbon, the defending state champ in both duels and the traditional tournament, they'll open up with New London, and Wilton is ranked 11th. They'll have Pekin. You know, and Lisbon and Wilton will face each other in the districts this Saturday at Wilton, so go from one's house to the other's house between the 2 days. And, you know, it's a nice little rivalry, but, you know, Lisbon's so tough. You know, they've gotten a whole host of guys through, and I look for a lot of them to continue and get down to Des Moines with pretty much all their point scorers. And it'll be fun to see kind of Lisbon and Don Bosco battle each other down Des Moines. But as good as Wilton is with some of their individuals like Trey Brisker and others, I just don't think they're deep enough to really challenge Lisbon at this point.
Still, it's going to be some very, very good wrestling coming up this week. And then everybody takes the act to Des Moines starting on Wednesday for the duel. So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
It should be interesting. Always is at this point. And then tomorrow night, the 3As will have their regional duels around the state of Iowa. So there'll be some I know Prairie thinks they got a shot tomorrow, talking with Coach Thompson.
You know, and that's one of the things that they're ranked 15th in the last coaches poll, and they are not the 15th best team in Class 3A. This is a top 10 team, and it's a shame from both sides. Prairie side and from Valley side, because I think both of these two teams deserve to be in the 18 field down in Des Moines. But, you know, this is one where, you know, like you said, I talked to Kane Thompson earlier today too, and he's like, you know, we have a chance. You know, they battled each other in the, I think, the Jack Mendenhall tournament.
Yep.
You know, and that was one where, you know, there were some individual they met up along the way that they feel that they could turn a couple of those decisions around and maybe not give up bonus points. And they've got guys that certainly can score bonus points that maybe didn't down in Ames. And, you know, they've got Wilson. I mean, they're not looking past Lewis Central, first of all. But, you know, I think they match up well with Valley. Whether or not they're able to come through and win it, that's a different story. But they certainly will be competitive and have a shot at knocking off number two, West Des Moines Valley. So, you know, one thing that Prairie's always had is balance. And you've got guys that are going to compete, and that's so big in a dual format where if you can limit a team to only 3 points instead of six, you know, or even four or five, I mean, that pays off so big. And they've got guys that will go out, fight for 6 minutes, and it's hard to get bonus points on. So that might work into their favor. And, you know, Iowa City High – that's another area team. They've made great strides under Corey Connell. They host Western Dubuque and Linmar, who will battle it out in the semifinal before City High faces the winner. And they have a chance. I think the first time since 2006, you know, we've seen what they've been able to do. They broke a lot of streaks as far as winning an MVC divisional dual title, winning the MVC Super Meet for the first time since 2002. You know, this is another milestone that they're looking at, and a kind of a drought that they want to end. And I think they're in good position to be able to do that. But they'll have their hands full with either Western Dubuque or Linmar.
Hey, KJ, get some rest because you are going to be the man the next couple of weeks.
it's going to be a long, busy week and a half, 2 weeks, and but it's a great time, and it's exciting, and it all leads to that. Saturday night down at Wells Fargo Arena, and there's nothing like it, guys.
No, it is great. The best night, I think, in high school sports. All right, KJ, appreciate it. Thanks a whole bunch, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Follow him on Twitter. KJ Pilcher joining us here. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, Johnson Avenue, Northwest, and Cedar Rapids. Back to wrap it up after this.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now, it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
The most special gifts for her this Valentine's Day will be found at Siegel's Jewelry. Gifts like heart-shaped sterling and gold jewelry, 50% off. 24-karat gold overlay roses in most colors, normally $79, now just $39. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, it's Siegel's Jewelry. One half block south of the Town & Country Shopping Center, or go online at diamonds4ever.com.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Whether it's a new garage or a kitchen remodel, you'll get 11% off on all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save with 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through February 10th. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents
The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Mark's doing some recruiting for Bowling Night in America. That'll be coming up tomorrow.
Watching a little reel on Boston Red Sox player Mookie Betts bowling. And he's good.
Yeah. Poll question real quick.
Sure. KGYMradio.com is where to find it. What's tonight's best bet at Carver Hawkeye Arena? Iowa plus 10, Michigan State minus 10, or over and under 154.5. Right now it's unanimous, Michigan State.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Mark Ironside joins us on the Wednesday edition of the program. Stay tuned, Alex and Todd, coming up next.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC...